Good evening, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board meeting on Tuesday, May 17th, 2016. I'm the chair of the committee, Brian Edwards Tiekert. I'd like our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Sam Agarwal.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Adriana Kasanov.
Present.
Joseph Davis.
Present.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Eileen Rosen.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay, that's 10. We have a quorum.
Great. Thank you, R. Paul. We're on to agenda approval. I sent out a draft proposed agenda last night. It runs minutes approval, CFO report, hour-long review of second quarter financial results, which you should all have by now, review of our budgeting timeline for 2017, scheduling our next special meeting, and then all of the motions that had been pending from previous meetings, in the order they were submitted. I will not enumerate them for the sake of our time. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda, and then we'll take motions to amend it. Michael Novick moves approval of the agenda. Does anyone wish to make any changes?
Would you like to move item 7 to 10, after 10?
The motion is a motion regarding broadcast equipment replacement funds. It was originally submitted by Joseph Davis.
Yes.
He's proposing to move it down the agenda to be the last item of business on the agenda. Is there any objection to that change?
What I have is an amendment to move the motion on...
It says it's working, Otis. That's what it says on my side.
Fred, you're on the NFC meeting.
Yeah, I'll mute.
Go ahead, R. Paul. It's to make what's currently item 7 on the agenda last before adjourn.
Okay, item 7, motion re... Okay. Last
after number 10.
Question.
What's your question, R. Paul?
Well, okay. Last before we adjourn is...
He said after number 10.
Barbara, let me chair.
Sorry.
What's your question, R. Paul?
My question is, it's to move that motion to last before we adjourn, but does that mean we can't adjourn without that motion going through, which kind of...
No, that language was clarifying the order. His literal language was move it after item 10.
After item 10. Okay, thank you.
Is there any objection to moving item 7 to after item 10? Hearing no objection, that amendment's now incorporated into the agenda. Does anyone wish to propose any further changes? Hearing no further amendments, is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is now approved. We're on to minutes approval. The first set of minutes we have is for April 19th, 2016. They were sent out on May 4th. You should have them in your inboxes. Can I get a motion to approve them?
I've noticed something that might be an error. Do we... put the motion up first, and then...
First we need a motion to approve, then we can take amendments.
So moved.
Novick moves approval of the minutes of April 19th. I'll take any motions on amendments.
I noticed something that I think needs to be corrected.
Would you like to tell us what it is?
Yes, I would. On page 3, but I don't know how you... Let's see. It was motion actions 9.09 p.m. The CFO said that Pacifica should hire a national business manager. Now, I don't remember the CFO suggesting that. I do remember which title came up later in the discussion, hiring a national development consultant. So I'm wondering, am I just remembering wrong? Did the CFO recommend both of those things, or should it not state national business manager and instead state development?
Sam, what was the title you used?
Yeah, it was a national business development consultant.
Business development consultant. Oh, that's how the word business.
Okay, Barbara, so should we take a vote on striking the word national business manager and replacing it with the word national business development consultant?
I like that.
Okay. Paul, did you get that, or shall I repeat
it? No, I'm typing and looking for this spot. National business.
Your heading was
right.
At 9:09
yeah.
p.m.
CFO said that Pacifica should hire a national business manager. Do you want to wait for me to bring up?
Sure. Take your time. Get it right.
One second. National Business Director. Okay.
No, National Business Development Consultant.
Oh, wait a minute. Development Consultant. All right. Made more than one proposal. One was to hire a National Business Director I have. And... all that early part, so okay, I guess we would have to listen to it or something. The Pacifica should hire a national business, and you want to change manager to director, is that it?
The proposal is to strike manager and replace it with development consultant.
The motion would then become to replace, quote, the CFO said that Pacifica should hire a national business manager with, the CFO said that Pacifica should hire a national business development consultant, development consultant. All right, the CFO. To replace, the CFO said that Pacifica should hire a national business manager with, the CFO said that Pacifica should hire a national development consultant.
No. National business development consultant.
Oh, I did. Business wasn't it. Okay. National business development consultant.
Correct. Is everybody clear on what the amended language would read? Is there any objection to that amendment?
Pending listening to the audio again, no.
Okay. Hearing no objections, that amendment's now incorporated into the minutes. Are there any further amendments?
Can I just point out that two paragraphs later, the term...
I don't want pointing out. I want corrections or silence.
Two paragraphs later, it should be National Business Development Consultant. At that point, business is the word that's missing, if you want to match what we just did. What Sam said.
The amendment is to insert the word business on the first line of page 4 after the word national.
Yes. Our
Paul, can you see it?
Page 4. Let's go to page 4. Okay, what's the header on this? What's the underlined bit above it?
It's a continuation of the header that we just did. It's
motions, actions, two paragraphs later is a motion.
Well, I know you don't want unnecessary talking, Brian, but when I printed this out, there's a
Barbara, we're getting clarity on what your proposal is. Once we're clear on it, you can debate it.
No, I'm not trying to debate it. I'm trying to say that when I printed it out, our Paul didn't leave enough margin at the top and the bottom, and there's a whole line missing. So I think this is the third paragraph of the one we just corrected at the beginning, where the same term comes up. And right after that, there's three little numbers.
Barbara, I know what you're referring to. We just have to make sure that the secretary can see it. Our Paul.
Yes. Well,
Barbara, let me talk to the secretary. You're correct, our Paul. It's in the language of the motion.
Oh! Okay. The NFC requests the CFO and Executive OED present a proposal to engage a national development consultant. Wait a minute. Didn't you send us that in writing?
Yeah, I'm checking it right now.
Writing, that's what it is.
Yeah, your language is what was in my email to the committee.
Okay.
Barbara, do you want to withdraw that amendment?
Sure, I don't care if the word gets added.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
The amendment is withdrawn. Any further amendments to the minutes of April 19th?
Question. Okay, since we have... I just lost my... Okay, 1 second. There we are. All right, so then we're going to have the CFO saying we should hire a national business development consultant, and then we've got a motion that we passed, which refers to a different entity. So, oh well.
Are you proposing any amendments, R. Paul?
National development. Yeah, I would think, is this legal? I would think to, in order to make the things in sync, I mean, I suppose we could leave it as it is and listen to the audio and come back next time, or to let the motion which we passed, which says National Development Consultant, to make that in sync with the earlier part, just drop the word business out of the amendment that was just passed.
Okay, I heard options, but not an amendment, and we're spending a lot of time on something that seems really inconsequential. You can always bring amendments at a future date if you feel that it's important, R. Paul.
I move to remove the word business from National Business Development Consultant. That'll make it all congruent.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
I have a question for Sam.
What's your question, Barbara?
Does he have any special reason that he wanted the word business in there?
There's no special reason, actually. It just kind of explains the nature of the job. But I have no problem in removing the word business, so that it kind of syncs with the resolution that was
passed. National Development Consultant.
Yes.
Fine.
Is there any objection to striking the word business? Hearing none, that amendment is now incorporated to the minutes. Any further amendments to the minutes of April 19th? Hearing none, the minutes are now approved. Next up are the minutes of the May 4th, 2016 special meeting. Those were sent out. Hold on. Those were sent out this afternoon at just before 5 p.m. Eastern. Can I get a motion to approve them?
I'll move.
Who was that, please?
Michael Novick.
Thank you, Michael. Novick moves approval. What's your point of order, Adriana?
Sometimes you, I'm sorry, Brian, but you went too fast for me. In the meantime that I am mute, I want in the previous motion to state that, you know, I want to abstain because I wasn't in the meeting.
I'm sorry. We closed voting on it. We're on another set of minutes. You were not listed as voting for them. It was listed as passed by unanimous consent. We're on the minutes.
Point of order?
Yes, sir.
Without objection.
Fair enough. Passed without objection. We're on the minutes of May 4th. We have a motion to approve them. Does anyone wish to propose any changes?
Adriana?
Yes.
I heard Adriana first. Go ahead.
Yes, I think that I said before in another set of minutes what I see when we have the report from KPFD general manager and business manager, we didn't have it in writing, and I think that is inconsistent. We have word by word from some of them, and it's not consistent when we ask questions. We talked about before, you know, we cannot mention she said or she asked, or we put the names or we don't, and we put the motions or we don't.
What's your proposal, Adriana?
That we are consistent when we make minutes, and we not be just probably the secretary verbiage, or we have the report in writing. That's why it's important we ask for people to have the report in writing, because then will not be the interpretation of the secretary. We need to be consistent, or we are the phrase of the secretary, or we put there what is supposed to be put there.
Okay, look, if you want to propose changes to the minutes, you can propose changes to the minutes. We can't have open discussion on minutes, because that's relitigating the meeting. Does anyone wish to propose any amendments to these minutes?
Michael Novick.
Yes, Michael?
Hang on a second. And near the end, it says, it's on the last page of what I'm looking at, a member said that it was vital that KPFD come up with a plan to build audience. I think that was a reference to my remark that Houston is the fastest growing large city in the United States, and that when we approved the loan to get the transmitter, there was a proviso that KPFD had to have a plan to build audience, not just rely on the improved transmitter.
Michael, what's your proposed change to the minutes?
I typed it up.
Okay, thank you. Just let me know when you've got it ready. We'll call back on you. Any other proposed change to the minutes of May 4th?
Point of personal privilege.
What's your point of privilege, Adriana?
I don't want to be mentioned in a minute like a member said or she said that she asked. She said. I mean, I don't understand what that means. I'm asking Paul Martin.
Okay. The committee, some of the way these minutes are done is based on this committee and other specific committees' decisions over the years. One of the things that got decided years ago is we don't want to have people's names all through, because there was, you know, objection some time back that, you know, you can't say X said this and give their name and Y said that, because it starts to look like an argument. And, you know, that people are arguing on the committee, even if they are. And so decision was made a long time ago, we will not, you know, do that. It's the same as, it's the same reason why, although we do these roll call votes, in this committee at least, we're not putting the roll call votes in because that was specifically voted that we wouldn't do that. So that's one of the things. We don't put in these things of, you know, Adriana Kasanov said whatever, and then somebody else said whatever, because it, you know, it starts, it was objected 2 years ago, and it was decided that we wouldn't be doing that. So, you know, if a committee wants to make a motion that everybody's name goes in there when they say stuff, we can do that, but you might look at a set of minutes and think about what they might look like, rather than have us do that for a month or two, and then people make a motion, let's not do that anymore. So, it's up to the committee.
Okay, does anyone wish to... Michael, you've got your amendment?
Yes, I emailed it. To amend the minutes to change, a member said that it is vital that KPFD come up with a plan to build audience to read. A member said that when the loan to KPFD was approved for a new transmitter, there was a proviso to develop a plan to build membership to repay the loan, not simply rely on the improved signal.
Thank you for sending that out in writing. Paul, do you have a copy of the text?
Copying it now, so hold on a second. Paste up the formatted text in here and read it. So the motion is to replace, a member said that it was vital that KPFT come up with a plan to build audience to read. A member said that when the loan to KPFT was approved for the new transmitter, there was a proviso to develop a plan to build membership to repay the loan, not simply rely on the approved signal.
That is the amendment. Is there any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, the amendment is now incorporated into the minutes of May 4th. Are there any further amendments for the minutes of May 4th?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
I want to be on the record that I abstain.
Okay. Then we will take a roll call vote. Paul, can you please call the roll on approving the minutes of May 4th?
The motion is to approve the May 4th minutes as amended. Sam Agarwal?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov?
Abstain.
Joseph Davis?
Yes.
Brian Edward Steigert?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Tony Norman? Tony Norman? Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts? Eileen Rosen?
Abstain.
Barbara Wibberman?
Yes.
Going back. Joseph Davis?
Abstain.
Tony Norman? Serene Roberts. Okay, it's 4-4-0 against 5 abstentions.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We are now done with minutes approval and on to the CFO report. We're also about 20 minutes behind schedule because minutes approval took a while. Following the same format as in recent meetings, we'll have up to 10 minutes for the report, up to 10 minutes for questions only, and then up to 10 minutes for discussion. That would be the appropriate time for any motions members wish to bring in response to the CFO report. So, Sam, go ahead. You have up to 10 minutes.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Good evening, everybody. So let me first give the status, say, for the fiscal year 14 audit. It's say we have completed all the requests that say was given to us, provided all the information, and I got an email from Grant Lamb about 3 days back that he informed us that say he's wrapping up the audit pretty soon. So we are expecting that say in the next few days it should be complete, but there would be some last minute questions that we are answering at this time, and there would be, say, as they update their comments and their notes, there would be some last-minute procedures, because I understand that they will conduct an exit interview with the audit committee, and I think they will meet with the management also to discuss the audit findings and the internal control assessment. But I mean, this is beyond our control, and hopefully this should wrap up in the next week to 10 days. The most pressing outstanding item there is that, say, we have received bills for $75,000 that we have not paid, and this is not the latest bill. We have not received the latest bills. There should be something more that, say, we have to pay. And the auditors had made it very clear that say, they cannot move to fiscal year 15 audit till the bills are cleared. So this, I just want to kind of point out that this is a kind of a pressing issue. So let me move on to the second item on my report, and that is the cash flow. And cash flow, is a major concern. I have been pointing out, say, for last couple of months, and say for some members of this committee who are also the PNB members, I had presented the cash flow analysis for WBI and WPFW, and it was very clear that say, they are having serious shortages in the cash flow. So on the May 13th payroll, three stations failed to meet the deadline for the payroll, and we had to pull them out, say, from the normal payroll processing cycle, because we could not delay the payroll for the whole network. In case of PRA, they were able to come up with the cash in the last minute, and we could cut manual checks, so those employees got paid in time. In case of WPFW, they took money out of the restricted grant. That was against the objection that was raised by me and against the LSB motion that specifically prevented them from taking that money. So I will be elevating this this issue to the level of the board because this is a serious breach of the grant covenants. But this money, was used to pay to make the payroll payment and the healthcare dues, because for last many months they have not been paying the healthcare, and national office had been paying on their behalf. This for the month of May, the national office also did not have money, so it could not be paid. But now, that those bills have been paid. Out of the restricted grant money. They were delayed by just 1 day, and again we had to cut the manual checks and FedEx them overnight. In case of WBAI, they could not raise the money. They are in a fund drive at this time, and they could send the wire transfer only yesterday. So we processed the checks and we sent them out last night. So they got paid, the employees got paid today. So effectively they were late by 2 days. If we count the weekend, definitely they were late by 4 days. So this is a serious issue, and I want kind of, I will be elevating this matter to the level of the board. And if some members remember, that this was a discussion that I had in the closed session. It's a kind of very tricky issue for me to raise these issues ahead of time because they say because of the open nature of the meetings, these statements get kind of distorted and kind of used in so many different ways. But I'm here, I'm reporting after the fact. So this is kind of a statement that is kind of borne out in time. This issue, I would say that this is nothing new because this was in the making for some time, and we all knew that this is coming for the last month or so. I have been having conference calls with the local station station management, and it was becoming very clear that they will not be able to make the payment for the critical services because of the serious shortfall. My biggest concern here is that right now the stations are in the fund drive, so they may get some money and there may be a short-term relief. But I am suspecting that this problem is going to come back in a much bigger way somewhere in late June or maybe early July when the funds will run out. And the reason why I'm suspicious about it because these stations have fallen behind quite a bit in other payments. Like in the case of WPFW, they have not made the payment for central services for the last several months, and for healthcare dues. In the case of BI, again the same situation. They have not made the payment for the central services and for the healthcare. So, I mean, we can imagine that, say, if these payments have not been made, then what about the other critical services? Obviously, they have also been put on hold, and whatever cash is available, that has been paid. So, I definitely want to kind of have a very sincere focus for all the members to address this situation or to consider this in, say, in all severity and seriousness. The reason is that, say, if I can be fair and if I can strike a balance, that all is not lost. We need to take a very decisive and a very bold management action, and the things can be turned around. But definitely, I mean, there has to be an acknowledgement that, say, we this is, say, something very critical, and some fundamental changes have to be made. I also want to point out that, say, to the Finance Committee, last night I had forwarded a proposal that was approved by the PNB, and that was for the short-term initiatives that, need to be taken. And I may quickly point out a couple of initiatives that say that can carry a lot of weight, that the local station members, local station board members, they can be involved in fundraising activities or in soliciting donations on behalf of the station. And that can carry, that can go a long way. The second proposal was that, say, if the stations fail to make payments for the payroll or the critical services, then they have to look into the programming changes, because it is becoming very clear that, say, the operating model is not working, and that needs to be fixed. So I think that, say, that should be a clear message that if they are not able to make the payroll, then something needs to be fixed, basically. I may mention here that, say, staffing cuts is generally considered to be an option, but that alone would not go a long ways because in these two stations, I mean, in case of BAI, the staffing cut is already kind of to its limit, that they have lost productive capacity. In case of PFW, it will also not go a long way because the dollars are not there. So we have to be a little bit more creative and a little bit more innovative in this aspect to figure out some real solutions. So again, I will try to strike a balance that given a proper strategy and proper management action, I think we can recover or we can improve the financial situation at both the stations. So let me move on to the third item on my report. And last night I had sent an attachment that I had presented to the PNB on its May 5th meeting, and that was about the deficiencies in the fiscal year 15 books. Now, when the fiscal year 14 audit is winding down, I am paying closer attention to fiscal year 15 because that audit is also kind of very necessary before we can make the filings for the CPB funding. And what I am finding is that the deficiencies are major, primarily on two accounts. One is that we did not have the practice of preparing balance sheets. So for the last 2 years, we don't know what the balances we owe, what the balances are owed by the central service, by the stations for central services, or what in turn we owe to other entities. And that's a major gap that we have, and that kind of speaks for the skills that we need to kind of make sure that this process is put in place. The second biggest element that we are finding is that
Sam, we're past the 10 minutes. You're going to have to wrap up soon.
Oh, sorry. So, I was just completing this. The last point was that, the staffing shortages both at the stations, the lack of business managers, and at the national office. So that's pretty much. I can expand further in my question and answer session.
Okay. We'll take a stack on questions.
Adriana?
I heard Joseph. I heard Adriana. Who else?
Michael
Novick. So I've got Joseph, Adriana, Michael, and then our Paul. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Joseph.
All right. Let me use my hands so it's clear. In the previous meeting in April, when we talked about hiring a national development position that you had mentioned, Sam, I'm concerned that if we're going to hire any current foundation employees, we don't want to make sure that we don't have a person that's already known to be problematic. So my question is, are you going to get the latest evaluation information, even if it's incomplete, to ensure we have a best practice hire for the position of this national development person, or are we otherwise going to be just hiring externally?
Well, hold on. Let me jump in. Joseph, we didn't propose a hire. We asked for more information on the position.
Okay.
The motion we passed asked them to come back with a detailed proposal for the position.
All right. Well, let me follow up the second question I had. Bill Crozier here in Houston has been posting to the official KPFT website that basically said that you were suggesting, Sam, the CFO, was suggesting that we had pending bankruptcy, selling off of stations and assets, and it's a bit alarmist. And I was wondering if you could say something to address the reality of the situation.
So I would not address this question on the open air because my words can be taken. I was referring to earlier, that my statements can be taken in so many different ways. When we are having a financial, when we are in a financial distress situation, the obvious conclusion, the people can draw is towards bankruptcy. I cannot stop from people from making their own assumptions or their own guesswork. So I would leave it to the board or to the finance committee to make their own conclusions based on the facts.
Okay, next I have Adriana.
Yes. Sam, you are receiving the NFC emails, right? Do you are you in the mail thread or?
I receive the emails, yes.
Okay. Because I have various questions there that I didn't have an answer in your report. But the first thing that I will ask you is please send your report in writing like we requested a lot of time, because if not, we are in the same situation. We have somebody interpreting what you said. I think that it's very important that we receive it in writing. But some things worry me about is the auditor said in the May 1st audit committee meeting in an open session that the amount that is owed to Armanino is $70,000. It's a little less, $69,000 something. That is the first one. I asked before and I never received the bill, if you can do that. And the second thing is, did you, before taking such a measure, like taking, you know, some of the foundation employees out of the payroll system, did you check the availability of funds in all the units, on all the bank accounts from all the units? And if the answer is yes, please, can you, I ask to that, if we can have a bank statement, a copy of the bank statement of all the bank accounts from all the units that show their cash balance as of May 15, 2016?
So I would request that the member should not micromanage the CFO. And I'm not being rude here, but I'm trying to be very professionally cognizant of the fact that, say, I realize my responsibility and I do my best, my best job. I have looked at all the bank accounts and I have looked at all the reports that come to me. I look at, say, all this very seriously. And, there was all the stations were struggling to meet their payroll. And some members here who are actively involved in the fund drives, they can attest to this. The other thing is that, say, I don't subscribe to this practice of borrowing money or taking forcibly money from one station and paying the bills of other stations when the other stations cannot guarantee or cannot have any assurance to pay it back. This would not be only penalizing the station that say who is doing reasonably well, but this is setting up a bad precedent. What is the purpose or what is the rationale behind it? Because we have not been able to take action, or because we have not take decisions to improve the financial condition of the other stations, so we are kind of taking the money forcibly out of one station. So we have to look into this whole equation. And then we have to come up with a kind of a reasoned judgment, what would be the best practice. So I have looked at that. I take it very seriously before pulling the money out. And that was the only option. And the national office had to go through extra length to make the manual checks. It added so much burden to us that we are now getting behind in everything else. But somehow we had to do it.
Adriana, you asked three questions. I can put you back on the stack. I can put you back on the stack, but I can't let you keep other people from getting their questions forward.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but may I have the answer to the other questions or not? Or that is just, doesn't matter.
Sam, do you want to answer any of the other questions she posed?
I say the only other thing that I remember was the report in writing. So that was not the practice, but in the next meeting, I will send out a report in writing the same day.
Okay. I've spent seven years on this committee under four CFOs, and no CFO has submitted narrative reports to the committee. Timely financial statements are very much appreciated. Next on stack, I have Michael. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What about the bill, the Armanino bill that I asked, the amount?
He did not in an open
session. I have sent to the audit committee the 75,000 statement that was received from Armanino. And it is 75,000 exact.
Okay, then it's not 100 but 150, right? Can we receive that bill?
I have sent to the audit committee, and I will forward that to the finance committee as well.
Thank you.
Michael, you're next.
Yes, okay. My questions are all of the same nature. I'm wondering what response you've gotten in regards to the May 5th documents and the PNB. In other words, do you see PFW and BAI carrying out the plan to call donors, make corrections, restore payments, make changes in the development manager at the station, et cetera? Have you had, I realize that you were, obviously, you just said it, you had to cut the manual checks, so I'm wondering if there's been any progress on the idea of taking over the bookkeeping responsibilities from WPFW and WBAI so that Houston is not burdened with them. And
yes,
then,
also
on any of the deficiencies, has there been any progress since May 5th in getting a MEMSIS reconciliation or the balance sheets you referred to? Thank you.
Yeah, those are kind of serious issues, actually, and say I am in the process of transitioning their accounting from Houston to the national office, and we will be looking into that. There's a lot of work that has to be done with respect to their accounting, and like you mentioned, the MEMSIS reconciliation, those are pending. Those have not been done, and so I will be looking into that closely. But at this time, the PFW and the BAI stations both are so much behind in terms of the cash flow that a very serious effort will be required to kind of put them on a recovery track.
Okay, I'll just say that at, I mentioned that KPFK, that our local station board did agree to have all the members seek to add 0.5 sustainers. Seek up five people to make sustaining pledges to the station. And I would encourage the other local station boards to do something similar. I mean, five is a really minimal number, but it's a start.
Okay. Paul, you'll be the last we have time for. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me get my thing here. All right. The NFC, you know, we have all of these stations, and we're talking about not getting lister support. And this maybe not so much for the CFO. I would like to know if he knows about this, but maybe also for the directors. The NFC passed motions years ago requiring that expenses and projected revenue estimates be provided in writing before any community events were approved. And it would be good to know if that ever passed the PNB, because I think it's going to be important, so I don't know if the CFO knows about that. And I have to say, you know, we're looking at this, and all of Pacifica is in a deficit by the end of the second quarter, and we're seeing the stations doing what they've been doing. There isn't a brand new trend in Pacifica, you know, and something does have to be done about it. I think the interim executive director could do something to help WBAI. I would like to know if the CFO has been in regular contact with the WBAI general manager, who has not responded to my emails and phone calls for some months, and what exactly does he think can be done? Besides the fact that, yes, we would have to... I've said before, all of Pacifica needs to look at its air, because if our list of support isn't making it, that means our air isn't attractive, and that's our main product. However, changing your air to something better takes time, which I don't think we have. I mean,
Okay, we've got room for discussion. You need to wrap it up with a question, Marco, Paul.
Yeah, that's it. As he, I think I've asked one there, right? Two.
So there were a number of statements, a number of questions. So let me try to respond. I'm in regular contact with all the stations, and particularly with the BI and with PFW, and I watch their finances very closely. Again, I cannot discuss any options for turnaround or for improvement in their finances because they can get distorted and they can be interpreted in so many different ways. But I will be discussing with the board members and whatever may be the appropriate way, whether it may be closed session, then we can expand on those options a little bit more. But definitely the time has come that say we have to be serious about it and we have to take action.
Okay, that wraps up question time. We do have room for discussion. I realize several of us were mixing that. But we can take a stack on thoughts and proposals for the next 10 minutes.
Adriana, Adriana?
I heard Adriana. Who else?
Michael.
Question. This we have not moved into the next item, which is motions actions yet, right?
That's what I'm moving us into right now. We're past time on questions.
We are, okay.
Yeah. And questions are still in order. I just wanted to keep the editorializing out of the question space so they didn't get eclipsed. I've got Adriana, Michael, who else for STAC?
Our Paul,
who else? Okay. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. First of all, I want to be put on the STAC later on. The only thing that I want to do now is, a point of personal privilege. Because I reject the mischaracterization of the nature of my request. I want to remind the CFO that I'm only exercising my right as a director and a foundation stakeholder. Please, you are not in my mind. Try not to decide what my intentions are. I'm not doing that with you, and I expect the same respect from you to me. Thank you.
Michael, you're next.
Yes, I'm trying to type up a motion. My general discussion is that I think that we need to do what is within our power, and within our power is to make some recommendations to the PNB. I think the PNB needs to direct its subcommittees, which is to say the local station boards, to immediately begin fundraising on a practical level. To help ease the financial crisis. So I'm going to write up a motion to that effect.
Okay, let us know when you want to get back on STAC. Our Paul?
Okay. Yes, I'll try not to make this too rushed or anything here. We have to look at all of Pacifica and the second quarter deficit, consolidated deficit is $21,000. And some of the stations are doing better, some of the stations are worse, but if everything is in deficit at some point, it's sending a message. It's a big message. And if you look at these things year to year, you see that there is a monotonic downtrend for everything. And we really have to acknowledge that and have to acknowledge the issue of the programming. We have to acknowledge probably a few other things, which we probably shouldn't get into. And we need to just stop the business as usual stuff because we're doing business as usual. This is not that different from what we were doing several years ago. And, it wasn't as big a crisis then, but by this time, it's a gigantic crisis, and if we can't attract people, we're going to run into the issue of bankruptcy. I mean, it's not like one person has brought it up recently. This has been brought up time and again. So I think we need to discuss the overall Pacifica financial situation, which is abysmal and getting worse, and see if we can come up with something about that, or find that there's nothing we can do and, you know, say goodbye.
Okay, and we do have an hour reserved to go over consolidated income statements for the entire network through the second quarter as our next item. Does anyone else wish to go to stack on the CFO report?
Joseph Davis.
I've got Joseph, and then it'll be your last chance before we call time, Michael. Go ahead, Joseph.
Well, I just want to kind of follow up because we do have a downward trend, and kind of one of the terrifying things that I'm hearing is the people who are making the suggestions are the exact same leadership teams that have been bringing us the downward trend. And I don't know why, and then there's no discussion between our meetings to try to consider what the other than apparently leadership means teams are talking, but we're not being involved, and we're just getting silenced in the meantime. So I feel like we do need to be changing how we're behaving things. We need to get some people looking at this who aren't the same people who brought us to where we are and start trying to find out how to solve our problems instead of just going to the same people who are apparently bankrupting us. So that's it.
Michael, going once.
I'm forwarding a message right now. Hang on a second. Okay, so I submitted a motion just now, and let me read it. Hang on a second. Open a different folder. Move that the National Finance Committee recommend to the PNB to direct all local station boards and local station board members to immediately begin active fundraising for their stations and the foundation, to include each local station board member acting to seek sustaining donors and to work with their general manager of the national office to identify prospective no-interest creditors who will lend money to Pacifica to pay for fundraising mailings to members, former members, and supporters.
Okay, that just hit my inbox. Do you have it, Arpon?
Yeah, I copied it off the web.
Okay. We'll take stack on the motion. By my clock, we have 4 minutes remaining on this item. After Arpon, does anyone else wish to be on stack?
Shouldn't Michael go first?
Oh, thank you.
Adriana?
Okay, so I've got Novik, then R. Paul, then Joseph Davis, then Adriana, and that will
and
almost
Fred,
certainly
be Fred.
Erina.
I'll put you down there.
Oh, Eileen.
Okay, I heard Fred, and then I heard Eileen. Michael, go ahead, motivate.
Well, to motivate it, I think that we need to do some immediate fundraising. I think we're stalled in our ability to do any kind of mailing since we don't have the cash on hand to do a mailing that could pay for itself and raise some money. So that's why I would seek the no-interest loans. In terms of the local station boards doing the fundraising, I think we have to put the burden on each individual member as well as the boards as a whole. The calculation I made when I submitted this motion to our local station board was that if each of the 24 members could identify 25 to 30 people who would each donate up to $30 a month, you're talking about $250,000. It's not chump change. If the five boards did it, that would be, you know, $1,250,000. So I think that's a goal to set. I'm not saying to put those specific numbers, but I think that every member of the local station board has to make a good faith effort to raise money now for the state, for the operations. That's it.
Okay. On stack, R. Paul. Go ahead.
Okay. I think I've seen this motion passed before, similar, or at least brought up. It sounds good. I don't know that it's fast enough. What is the velocity of our downtrend is one thing. The other thing is, I have to say, given Pacifica, I wonder if this will be used to bash people over the head with, given the politics of Pacifica. So, you know, I would hate to see this motion devolve into exactly that. But I have to say I don't have faith that it will not devolve into exactly that. Again, you're also going to need to make sure that we can monitor the off-air fundraising, community events stuff. You know, you got to ask questions about these kinds of things because there are legal problems if you don't. So, I mean, I can vote for the motion, but I'm hoping it's a positive and not something that gets turned into problems.
Joseph Davis.
Well, I certainly agree with the point that it's probably just going to get used to bash people with. I also know that, I mean, I'm a member of the board. I've been on for 2 years. And for me to be able to make a $200 donation is about as much as I can do, and which I've done. And we don't have the power to have that. I mean, most of the people on the KPFT LSV don't have those kind of contacts. We're not elected because we have contacts and because we're political figures in the community. We're just people who ran for the job and are trying to help the station do a little administration. So I would suggest an amendment to change LSV members to general managers because we have no power as the LSV. We can't order anything. We can't do anything. The general managers have the power, so we should change the wording of the amendment to have the general managers range for these contacts because, when, frankly, if you're going to approach wealthy people who might be able to do these things, they're going to take the general manager of a radio station a lot more seriously than they are a board member who's probably a nobody, pretty much like I am, at a little radio station who just happened to be voted in by, you know, 10 or 12 staff members. That's all.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay, I've got three more on stack and 1 minute left. Adriana is next.
Yes, I agree totally with Paul and with Joseph. I mean, it's a feel-good motion. Obviously, I don't disagree, but basically we see, I mean, it's as important to inquire how the money is being spent as raising the money. And when we try to inquire how the money is being used, the answer is you are micromanaging. It means that it's a feel-good motion, but in the reality, with which face I go in front of make fund drive and ask people for money, and my answer needs to be, I cannot tell you what we will do with that or what the managers will do with that money, because we are not, even when we have the right to do it, we are being called micromanagers and names if we dare to ask what is being done with that money. I think that is very important. I think that it's true that all of us should be engaged and we need to find a way. But the managers, we have a bunch of employees in the foundation receiving high salaries to take care of these issues. And we, the LSV members, we have another 13 functions that are specified in our bylaws. And I hope that we realize that we need to focus in those two. Thank you.
Okay, we are at time on the discussion portion of the CFO report. That means we'll move to vote on the motion. Arpal, can you read what's going into the minutes?
Hello?
I can hear you, but we're out of time, Serene.
Okay, I'm asking for an extension.
How long would you wish to extend for?
7 minutes.
The proposal is a 7-minute extension. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, we are extended till 47 past. Next on stack is Fred Blair. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes. I'd like to echo in some ways what Arpal and Joseph said. Our boards are not the type of nonprofit boards that have rich people on them and can give lots of money or have lots of contacts. Point about KPFK's average sustainer is that our average sustainer gives $10 a month, which works out to about $250 a year. And so I just don't think that even if the board members did go out and fundraise, we're going to really raise that much money that it will really help the situation. So I'm a little bit worried. I've heard this motion put forward for several years, and I don't see it really being the solution to our real problems. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. And I just want to ask everyone to be mindful of our time. I think we can get into a productive conversation if we can get to those consolidated income statements. Whether you think it's a feel-good motion or the best motion in the world, it probably doesn't need a full half hour of debate. Eileen, you're next.
Yeah, I'll hang on. Okay, I'll just keep it short. On the last phrase, I don't think we have to restrict ourselves to fundraising mailings. I'd like to see it leave room for other avenues to reach people. Snail mail, you know, doesn't always work these days. But there may be fundraising efforts to reach members, former members, and supporters.
Yes, I mean, I'll accept that.
You will have to work out specific language if you want to amend it. Next on stack, I have Serene.
Okay, so I just wanted to suggest an amendment, keeping much of Michael's language, but the opening would be that the NSC recommends the PNB direct the formation of local LFB membership. I'm going to send it. Membership and fundraising committees to, and then pick up with Michael's language, to immediately begin work with local management in the form of active fundraising for their stations, to seek and to seek sustaining donors and work with the RGM and with the national office to identify prospective non-discrete. I think rather than have 24 people going off in different directions, that those who feel they can contribute to the process. I know I'm talking through my motion. Okay.
So, Serena, are you in a position to submit that in writing?
I'm working on it. That's why I said I would send it.
Okay. We'll take it when you have it in writing. Anyone else to stack? Okay. Go ahead, Michael.
Just to respond briefly, it doesn't say this is going to solve all the problems. It does place an affirmative responsibility on the boards and each individual board member to begin active fundraising. I'm not a rich person. I'm a retired school teacher. I make my donations, but I know people who could also donate, and I've been emailing people and calling people, and I think all of us could do that very, very easily. It would make a contribution, and it would help improve the reputation of the boards locally and nationally.
We've got 3 minutes left on the extension. R. Paul, you're next.
I just want to say that when this new bylaws and new governance was brought up, one of the points that was made was that these were supposed to be governance boards to do things. They weren't about fundraising boards that get people who are figureheads and who may have a name of some sort, and you put them on there, and they talk to their rich friends, and they get money. So, I mean, we've achieved that. We don't have tons of wealthy people and people with a lot of contacts, so I think that we do have to be careful of the idea of mistaking the boards that were created as of the 2003 bylaws with the kinds of other governance structures that have been rejected several years ago.
2 minutes remaining. Does anyone have one of those amendments in writing, or shall we move to a vote on the motion?
I have one to speak. This is Joseph.
Go ahead, Joseph.
To follow up, I think we, the members of the various boards, have a great variety of skills, and just because one of the people who just spoke, I think it might have been Fred, he's a school teacher, and he's got friends he can talk to. Well, you know, great for him. I'm glad I'm supportive that he can do that. I don't. I'm a computer programmer, a nerd, and didn't know anybody. I think what matters is I, as a member of the board, concentrate on the things that I'm good at. I'm trying to work on helping us get a budget on the finance committee. I've been on there for years. I'm working on getting our evaluations of our managers done. I'm trying to work with the community to get programming issues. Not everybody does fundraising. All the stations need the boards to be engaged in all of our responsibilities, not just fundraising. And I think it's important that we take those duties very seriously as well. So I don't, again, this motion doesn't strike me as particularly, and I, of course, would amend to strike that we are going to try 24 separate people trying to run off and do something they don't even know how to do. Thank you.
Adriana, I think that we received that in motion, Mr. Chair.
Yes. So, Serene, I'm taking this as a substitute?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Paul, have you received the email from Serene?
I'm trying to get it off the web. So, okay, here, I'm copying it right now.